W8V.
Good
morning.
Good morning, Wally and Tom, and WRO.
I thought there were a couple people there. I saw Channel Busy. Yeah, I'm about 3 minutes from the office, and then I got to tear everything down and put it in my new vehicle. And I can actually use the mount for it.
Nice. Are you allowed to drill any holes in the old one, or are you still going the Velcro route, Wally?
No, Tom ain't drilling any holes. Hey, Jim, I got a question. We got a meeting tomorrow night. I'm going to turn the echo off just a second. Do we have a meeting tomorrow night?
Yes, but that's on Discord, and it's a general membership for everybody about the set.
All right. I should be able to make that one. So I got a busy day today. I'm going to do a lot of driving.
I got a busy day just emptying out this little van and going into a big van. And I'm at the office. I will catch up with you guys in a bit once I get everything put back together. KDTKJ.
You better look beautiful when you're done.
Yeah, I heard Sean earlier. Apparently him and Paul are going out to where our EOC will be to see what they can do for HF. And it looks like Mike might be meeting him there. So, good.
Okay, quick question. Is HF part of the drill? Is HF required? I mean, I don't know. I'm not an HF person. I mean, I got the license for it, but it's never intrigued me.
Not required, but it looks like because of the new location, our DEC, I'm gathering, added it. So looks like that might be his baby then. He was going to also do Winlink as well, so... That'll work. Mike, if you're out there, go ahead and jump in.
Winlink was part of it, correct?
Winlink is a scoring part of it, yes. And kind of part and parcel why you got an extra, like John's in there with you, took over Mike's previous position in the spring set, so he could be free up to do, be like basically Winlink radio operator, even though, quite frankly, we're probably not using radio. We're using it over telnet, internet, in other words, or hotspots in our cars. But nevertheless, to answer your question, yes, it is a scoring part of the drill.
Yeah, I thought it was. So, okay, that was important, but I didn't know if HF was. So, on a lighter note, the Central Michigan Network has got their website really cool. I don't know if they've updated or I just finally paid attention to it, but I was able to get everything in one of these code plugs, and I perfected the IP Connect better. I've watched a whole bunch of videos on the proper way to do it with the Motorola radio, and so I've got that all figured out. And, you know, all the pairs and everything else, and it all worked out good. So, and you can sort by frequency, which is really nice. That made it a lot easier for me to figure out my code plug. Worked on that last night for about 3 hours.
Nice. Very good. Yeah, I'm on their site now, and somehow, some way, I don't think I actually clicked on the actual DMR at the top there, and that brings up a different page. I usually hovered over it and went to the drop to get the frequency. So I don't know, unless they did change it. But if you look carefully, there's a lot of information there. So that's good.
Yeah, and if you roll down, you can see you can sort by location, ID, frequency. That made it east or west. That made it really, really nice. To figure out, I sorted by frequency, and then I punched in all the frequencies. So, for example, like Detroit's all out of zone, which was cool. I thought it was Windows, if I got. I think it was Detroit and Sault Ste. Marie. So that way I could go, you know, Detroit, Sault Ste. Marie on one channel, and then I just call it DTW SSM, and then E. N, so I didn't really worry about the up because I had too many spaces in the north. So E and N means it works for east and north. So it worked out really, really well for programming.
Okay, now I follow what you're doing there. You're making it a one step better, because I was doing with, like, for example, Detroit or any of the other sites that shared frequency pairs. I made a little cheat sheet, you know, that, you know, I pulled it off, tucked it into the radio, off to the side of the radio, and in this case it would have been DET, because that's the identifier, the three-digit alpha character identifier. DET is also SOO, Sue, but I like your idea better.
Hey, I'm all about stealing ideas, trust me. I mean, I kind of watched somebody else's. I bought a handy talkie from, I forget his name, Jeff Narrow from the other side of the state, and he had some really cool things in there too. So I'm all about stealing good ideas. So but maybe I'll use their abbreviations. That's a good idea too. LINSHB. See, so let's say like there's a shared pair, so it would be LIN.SHP, and then at the end of it, it would say, you know, and then, of course, SW1 or 5-1, whatever I wanted to do, and then a lowercase e. So that way when I went to try to match them up in the Roam list, I knew east, west, you know, so I paired all the east and north together, paired all of the west and north together, and then, of course, you have to split the time slot in the roaming part, too. So it worked out really, really nice.
I follow all of that. The only problem is you may run out of real estate in the screen for display because, for example, Burnside is BRN, Lowell is LOW, and then Milan is MIL. And that shares, I don't know if they have more than three on one frequency. I have to take a look. But when you get three on there, it makes it busy.
Yeah, so brn.low.mil, MI51 or 51 or 1, whatever you want to call it. And then it would be EWE, however I ordered it. You know, Burnside would be E, L, and the E. So that way I would know, you know. It made it so easy to program. I don't know, it still took a lot of freaking time, but you didn't have to go back and forth. So I got the handy talkies. I got this part of it set up nice, and I did it mostly for IP Connect. You know, of course, I just made a standalone channel, you know, in my regular home group, you know, 5152, blah, 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 you know. So this thing is really cool. Now we just got to get these guys to get something in the southwest corner. That would be nice.
Yeah, Jeff mentioned something about opening our checkbooks up. Yeah, if only. That would be great. But yeah, I like that system. That's good. I'll take a look at it. And I got to drill down in this page a little bit more on the sort. I see what you're saying. Ooh, that's going to be fun. All right. Thanks, Wally.
No problem. All right. I got to get out of here. I got to go to the office. We got a 9 o'clock manager's meeting. Oh, boy. And then as soon as that manager's meeting is over, I'm coming over here, getting my monkey suit, and I'm heading west. Go say hi to Mommy and Stepdaddy, and then I'll go to the meeting tonight at 6. I'm going to go with my son-in-law. Invited him as a guest. He's a full-time Lansing fireman that finally got his butt off the paramedic rig, so good for him. He didn't belong in that paramedic rig anyways. All right, chat later. N-E-W-R-O N-W-A-P. Can't get my call right.
WAVD. WAVD from NAWRO. Have a good one, Wally. Clear.
UD8XL88MS. V8MS, Kirk.
KUYNU, monitoring statewide 1.
Hey, PZT, statewide 1. PZT out. WAPD.
Yes, sir.
What you doing? Finally, I'm mobile.
I got out of the subdivision, got to the highway, and forgot my wallet. I had to turn around and get my wallet.
I need to stop and get some DEF fuel. Just, oh my gosh, talking about not being prepared. So, but I'm finally in motion.
I hate when that happens. Don't do that Saturday when you deploy. Check in the Broadcastify network to find the links to our audio so I can send them to family members. They're interested in listening to VHF and UHF. And I think there's statewide one. Okay, MI5 statewide 2, event 2 or 4 is on there. And I think he's also got the statewide 1. So that's interesting. Maybe the statewide might work too. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, well, my Emily could care less. It is my thing, not theirs. So, but maybe other families would like to listen. If I leave my radio on, mine will turn it off. But I love it. That's all that matters. These toys are for me.
Well, now, wait a minute. I put her on the sheet. I thought Auxiliary 1 was going to join you. Is that not the case?
I will late when I get back tomorrow morning. I'll be home late tonight. She'll be sleeping. But I will let you know if Auxiliary 1 is going to show up. I'm sorry. I thought that was just the general roster. I did look at it. 5009 at your service.
Well, I got her on there because she was at Oakland, too. So I don't know. We just kind of presumed. Always welcome.
I'll ask her. It would be a nice tour. You know, get to see things from a different perspective. Are you going to be one of the people out and about mobiling, or do you have a desk job?
I shall be field deployed with Tom. I'm going to go get Tom up in his QTH, and then we'll be a two-man unit, and then I understand the boss has some jobs for us to do. So I will be field deployed with Tom at least part of the time.
There we go. So we shall start off by sending you to Biggs Bar. Make sure that they're open and serving adult beverages.
Not while on duty or with door signs deployed, sir. In AWRO.
I didn't tell you to partake. I just told you to go check.
All right, now you're cracking me up.
And what was the other place there by the airport? The other bar. Have to check there. I can have fun with this. WAPD.
Well, after the hot wash, I'm sure we'll get some something to at least we'll be hungry by then, I'm sure. So we got to calculate the score and all that, so that'll be fun. But, yeah, looking forward to it.
Bring your calculator and multiply it by 2.
If you see that scoring scheme, I'm going to have to bring my daughter along to calculate it. But it's, it's good. It's going to keep us on our toes. The total values are much higher than what we're used to. But, you know, it's just everyone's playing by the same rules, so this is good. It's just we want to get it right, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's like golf. There's no cheating. Wink. Just kidding. I know there's, what they say, two people can keep a secret if one of them is not living anymore.
Well, I think that's why Dave is going to have us, go over it with a fine-tooth comb and just, so some of the categories are new, this time, so we have to okay. I'm going to go through that today. It's like, what can we identify right now, today, that we already know, so we don't have to go looking after Saturday? Some of this we already know. How many members have generators, for example? And we know that. So it's a known factor. Let's record that now. Stuff like that. Pretty easy.
Yeah, I get a bunch of them. Actually, three of them. One permanent, two standbys, portables, And one of the little battery thingies, Lunetti or whatever the heck it was called, the big lithium-ion battery in it for the last, I don't know, $6-$8. I bought it. It was like one of those toys I had to have, and I think I used it once. Although I did bring it with to the Oakland Dream Cruise just in case I needed it. It sat back there, but I didn't. Plus, the truck has got power in it, too. So, you know, if I needed power, I could just plug into the truck. Got like a 400-watt inverter built into it automatically. Something else I was going to tell you. I can't remember, but we'll have everything set, ready to go. I'll be on tomorrow's conference call, so all will be good. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. I found a new friend, a new amateur friend on P25 about an hour ago.
Well, are you going to keep me in suspense? Is it somebody I already know or somebody I knew from the past?
Somebody nobody knows. He's got a VHF P25 radio. It sounded to me like he was in a truck, big truck. He just was a number 4 call, K4N4 something, something 4, maybe K4. And he was heading back towards north. He bought a place and got transferred to St. Clair. So he lives up there by the St. Clair, and I was telling him about, you know, he could get involved with St. Clair or ARPSC, and he was chatting with about looking for, like, POTA and LARCs and things of that nature. You know, I advised him to go on the 2.6 and start talking to those guys because, you know, the, like, Greg and Dave and those guys, they all like to do POTA over there in Stony Creek area. And I says, you'll find your friends over there that like to do that kind of stuff. So he said he would, but he had for radio in his truck was an XTL VHF. So he was on the VHF side of things, and he doesn't have any UHF radios yet. And I said, well, around these parts, UHF is probably busier than VHF. And what a nice comment. Nice QSO, actually. So it's kind of cool, but, you know, I heard a K4 or something, and I'm thinking, okay, I thought you weren't supposed to be able to get into this system from the land of far away. But he was definitely came in via RF. So that was nice.
Yeah, I forget the name of that actor that did that commercial years ago about making money the old-fashioned way. He earned it. That would be he's using, you know, RF to get in the old-fashioned way by RF. Hey, you know, he might be interested in Riley and Aaron's group up there if he's actually, you know, QTH at St. Clair County. Yeah, that might be something for him, too. We'll have to keep an eye out for him or ear out for him, I guess.
Well, if he can program an XTL radio, there's a few, you know, it's kind of impressive. That takes a minute or two to figure out. You know, that's not something you're just going to sit down and punch in a frequency in a PL and be in business. So he got that all figured out. And I thought, okay, well, you know, at least he's a radio geek. And then when he was interested in POTA, I said, well, that's not my cup of tea, but I know the guys that are, and they're great guys. So hopefully I'll chat with him again, but I'm in my pickup truck. I don't have a P25 radio with me right now to call him back. This one's just DMR.
Well, another one of our P25 members who is probably listening, John, maybe he could catch him on the air sometime and refer him to St. Clair County. Same thing with John, though. When he joined up, he got his P25 radio right next to him at the desk at one of the meetings. I'm looking, well, okay, John knows what he's doing. He's got that. Leave a space for John if he's out there. If not, Wally, go ahead.
Leave a space in case anybody else wants in. And since I'm guilty of that, this radio I don't think has the polite motor and on. I haven't had a chance to get this one back on the bench. WABD.
Hey, I should mention I did complete that document since your conversation early this morning, and I've got them all the pairs highlighted. I'll post it on Discord. There's actually 18 frequency pairs and 35 sites is what I got. I'll post it. If anyone finds a mistake, they can let me know. But, let's see here. Three of them have three. The rest have two. And there's a one, two, three, four. I think about four that are standalone. They don't have, you know, there's just like Mayville is Mayville. And it's a 44385. And it doesn't repeat yet. I'm sure they will reuse it at some point.
Well, I can't speak for them, but I think, hold on, I gotta look at my map and make sure this is telling me to do the right thing. It's telling me to take 696. I think one of them is really high in the air. Maybe it's Mayville. I don't know which one, but I think one of them is like 800-900 feet in the air. So maybe that was the one, and maybe that's why it's got its own little spot. But I can't speak for sure. But the more we use it, the more we talk, the more we get to know those guys. You know, it'll make us all, more efficient.
Yeah, just knowing how the, you know, the ones that have the same pair is interesting. Taking care of that today was easier to do the way you showed me. And it's Muskegon, Mayville, West Olive, Southgate, and Bancroft are all on a, you know, film. They don't share their pair with anything else. Not that that matters. It's just interesting. I'll post this on Discord. It might come in handy for somebody.
Well, yeah, if you want to sit down, and I don't know, does your radio have that IP Connect stuff in it too? Will your radio do that?
I hate to admit this, but I don't know, because I have that GPS dongle thing that should be deployed, but it looks like that thing is just for automatically programming the radio. I have to dig into it a little bit more. I kind of don't want to do it before the set, because I got it the way I want right now. But then after it, I guess apparently you just put that outdoors, let it get its signal, and there's a database inside that populates. I'll send you the literature on it. You can take a look. It looks impressive. But that's programming. That's not what you're talking about, so perhaps not. I really got to call that guy in Connect Systems. His name is Jerry. He's the president, but apparently he takes phone calls from anyone who's got his radio, so... and maybe just chat with them a little bit. Their documentation online isn't the greatest, but they do have a users group. I should drop into that and probably get some questions answered. So the end result is I don't know yet.
Yeah, well, you really wouldn't need it or want it unless you had a, you know, drive everywhere job like Tom. You know, there really wouldn't be any reason for it, or unless you're doing what I do today, you know. A lot of my family's on the west side of the state. All my fire and ambulance buddies are on the west side of the state. That's where I'm going right now to their annual meeting. I think I told you that. So, you know, but I probably will lose it about Battle Creek. WAVD.
NAWRO. Yeah, you're correct on that, because it is really not an issue for me, because this, or one of these radios, like if I do get a second one, you know, one's going to be a base station anyway, so, you know, what I have in it would suffice. It's not going to move. But if I do get a mobile, I would just go ahead and gradually throw, at one point, probably get them all in. You never know. I might make a trip up to the Sioux. Of course, if I went to the Sioux, I already have that in, because that's Detroit. So that's fun stuff. But I understand what you're talking about, that you don't have to, where am I at now? Which repeater should I be on? Reach over and, you know, try to fiddle with your radio to get it. Yeah, so it alleviates all that. And like you're saying, somebody like Tom, that's perfect for him because he's all over.
Yeah, or Jeff, SWR, same thing. But I think he comes in a different way. But, you know, somebody like that, too, that would be, that's where it would be the cat's meow or drivers or things of that nature, you know. It just kind of does it. So I think that's kind of cool. You know, like your GPS dongle, I was thinking too, you know, I was wondering if the GPS couldn't say, okay, you're on this bank of channels, let's say the FBI and the analog FBI, and okay, I'm in Warren, use this one. Okay, I'm at home, use this one. Okay, I'm in Detroit, use this one. Okay, I'm in Howie, use this one. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if that dongle couldn't do that with your radio, you know.
So I think I did hear or read someplace that it kind of fakes it like that using GPS. It's not the true way Motorola does it, but it could work apparently. So I do look forward to just finding out if it has the capability. There's just not a whole bunch online. There's not all that many YouTube videos like you usually go research and stuff. So, yeah, I think maybe a phone call's in order. It seems that everyone that has positive things to say about this also appreciates the way you can speak to this guy, Jerry, who's apparently been doing this for quite a number of years. I'd even be happy with one of his staff members that know what they're talking about and just getting the lowdown. They actually have another head unit for this. They're going to laugh when I give you the initials, but it's called a BFD. And it's like a lot bigger screen real estate on there to get a lot more information. And, of course, it's detachable head unit, so it's detached from the radio. It's pretty much for a base station. And I think it's Lido. Is it Lido? It makes a mount for it, kind of a weighted mount that you can put on your desk. Their microphone would attach to that. Their radio would be a ways, you know, someplace remotely. And that's got a lot of data on it. I've got a white paper on that I could share with you. I'm going to get one of those eventually. NAWRO.
WAPD.
Yeah, if they ever come out, if Kate ever comes out with that radio that I paid for, that will be the killer. Yeah, especially if it comes down in price and it gets, you know, the approvals it needs for, you know, all the state-run systems. I mean, think about it. That radio, you know, for that kind of money will go everywhere. And if it's got the durability and the reliability of the Big M, we shall see. But I bought one of the OEM mics for the one I got, that TM9100, 9155, and it's quite a solid piece. And the cord is real, real solid. So I have a feeling that this radio is going to come through nice. I really do enjoy these. This one here is an XPR7550. This one is not the E, but I got one or two E's at home, too. This radio is just fantastic, but it doesn't program well. Although you can program it if you put the Latin America firmware in it. You can program it on the fly. You just can't program it going down the road. You have to stop because there's 1,000 different steps to get to it. But once you did it once or twice, it's easy to repeat.
Sounds good. Maybe one of these days I'll get the Motorola T-shirt, but not anytime soon. I'll wait for that.
Hunt on eBay. Every once in a while, you'll see these things for stupid, crazy, good deals. So just make it one of your searches, XPR7550. Yeah, pull over. You watch. I'm going to get a ticket.
NAWRO, I'll be monitoring.
WAPD. Made it to Farmington, Tim, and she switched over to the Nova IP. WAPD.
So it's working. Nova is the same as Morley. I still got to put the little denotations with, you know, where these little cities are, like Hackleburg. I got to figure out where they're at and just to get them, get their location in my mind. But, yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. I'll call you again if she switches to something else.
WAPD. 275 and 7 mile.
Understood. I got to remember my unit number. You know, we do get credit for that for scoring. So unit 5010, copy, NAWRO, standing by.
Unit 9.
NAWRO, NAWRO, KT8LAX.
Afternoon, Dean. NAWRO here.
Good afternoon, Jim. Would you be able to remind me what my unit number is? I thought it was 5023, maybe?
Very close. Dean, you're 5022. Someplace on there, on Discord, I should have the list. But I'm sure I'll post a fresh one when Dave you know, post everything else. But, yeah, you're indeed 5022. Well, you know, 22, but then you put the 50 prefix for the county.
Fair enough, yeah. So when using that, does the 50 have to be used in there?
I believe he's going to want it, wants you to do it, because it does denote where Macomb County as opposed to St. Clair County, because they'll be using their 70, whatever it is, designator. And it doesn't take that much longer to say it. So I would just do it like in your case, 5022. Mine can be 5010. And, you know, we could respond with that when we're called at the beginning of our call. But again, we've talked about it. It doesn't take the place of ending your transmission with net control with your FCC call, of course. Highly doubt we'll be talking to net control any longer than 10 minutes. So it'll just be like you can just, you know, they'll call you and you'll just, you know, respond with your unit number, and you don't have to say your call at that point because it's not required. But when you end that, then you just end with your call to comply with FCC. And if we do that, then we can take credit for it. Tactical call sign.
Sounds good. As far as I understood, was it today or tomorrow is the voice meeting?
Friday is the voice meeting on Discord, and although tonight we haven't met, as far as I know, I'm probably back up. I think John's probably net control, but to be determined, but should be net night tonight, and I'm sure the boss will have some, you know, briefing for us in his announcements as well.
Sounds good. Appreciate the information, Tim. I'm gonna clear out here, picking up the kids from school. So I will say 7:30 on your final. This is KEHLAX.
Have a good one, Dean. NAWRO.
I'm heading towards the land of 80.
Well, how's the traffic? It shouldn't be too bad, I would imagine, this time of day.
No, I meant the counties. The one where I'm going is 80.
Oh, I see. You got to memorize? I don't even have them memorized. I had to look up St. Clair's for crying out loud.
80FD, 8911, 80. So that's how come I know it was 80.
You know, actually, you're going to be, I don't know what they call it, dispatch or whatever, so you're going to have your own call, I think. I don't know. Leave it up to Dave. He knows that part of it. Because you're on the inside of the EOC.
That's weird. I lost everything and I had all my bars. W-A-D-D.
Well, when you PTT the first time, I saw your info come over the HT, but no audio, and then you came over fine that last time.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I was just saying that I knew it was 80 because 80COM, 80FD, 8911, all the stuff on the radios.
Yeah, I think that's where he was getting that from, and it looks like the state is doing the same thing as well, because they got us a list of tactical call signs for WinLink as well, and we were able to register those finally. I don't know how those guys did it, but it's done, so that's good. We'll be compliant to their request to have particular call signs for the EC, the EOC. I think there was one other, but yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yes, sir. You know, Paul sent me over, real quick side note, Paul sent me over the code books for the radios that were supposed to be the base radios, and he said, just don't use those DMR IDs. Well, he didn't even assign those DMR IDs. It's like 1 and 2. So I thought to myself, well, the base radio stuff will start at the top of the list, and the HTs will start at the bottom and go from there. And when they converge, then we're going to be really big. But I think that'll be a minute or two. In other words, 15 of them or so.
Oh, well, it's all going to be fun. All right, well, I think I'm going to jump out to go get some lunch and wash the car. And what else was I going to do? remember to take the antennas off, hopefully, and get it all dry so I can slap those signs on for, get it prepared for tomorrow night. So I'll be back on later, though. N8WRO after you.
All right. Sure, if something with you. When this puppy changes or if it changes, I'll throw my call out again.
I'll be at meeting. Enjoy lunch. WABD Jackson.
DIC for a radio check. Hey, WROKC, get your KY1 hop on the now. Hey, WROKC, KJ. KJ, KJ, clear.
K8YNU, K8YNU, this is NAWCB on Statewide 1. Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November Uniform, K8YNU, this is NAWCB. NAWCB, Clinton.
K8KGO, monitoring Statewide 1.
There he is. Which machine are you on up there?
I'm not sure. Doesn't say.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yours is automatic.
100%.
Set it and forget it. Well, let me check my new handy-dandy sheet here and see what you got.
Well, I'm at KPAC and 69. So does that help any?
Yeah, that will, but I still have to learn all the little names, you know, like Byron Center, you know, like where's that at? So I really got to kind of just put pinpoints on the map and, you know, kind of figure out where they're at. So, you know, the Central Michigan names for things. But let me check here. I got the map up here. Hang on. Well, I'll tell you, Burnside's got the entire thumb up there. So I wonder if it might be there. Burnside 443.1125. Well, okay, it doesn't go all the way up to Port Austin, but it's got a good chunk of the mid-thumb from I-69 above. It goes pretty far west as well.
Well, that's probably what I'm on, man. I think it is Burnside.
Well, now I stand corrected. Then you got Mayville. You guys were talking about that before. Mayville is 443.85. All right, I still got to work in where all these footprints are. Suffice it to say, a very, very nice system. Quite enjoy this. I assume you're heading back. Did you job well done, or you're still en route?
Oh, no, I'm on my way home right now. So I just had to get another speaker because the way I got my Elenco mounted, it's not forward-facing anymore. It's not pointing up against the window where I could hear full volume, so... Decided to go stop by the Lowe's, or not Lowe's, Lowe's, and pick up this little 3-inch speaker. It seems to be doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'll have to check out your new truck maybe next in-person meeting for this month. That'd be nice if you bring it for that. And you're always going to have to, of course, tweak it to your liking. But, yeah, shouldn't be no problem. I like the extra room. I'm sure you do for, just work things like you were saying earlier today. And you also got a chance to clean it out too, right? Stuff you don't use.
Oh, yeah, that's what took the longest was just going through all the different bins and dumping stuff I didn't need. You know, then I had this big box of alarm parts that just kept falling apart, so I dumped through it, threw it in the tray in the back behind me, and I said, I'll run that elsewhere, and I just, like, shuffle through it. It's not 100%. I just doing a quick, you know, flip everything over so I could get out of the office. And I was there for a couple hours.
So I think you said something earlier, but how does she handle on the road, on the open road? It's gonna work for you?
Oh, yeah. I got the seat all set up. Run up that the steering wheel pulls out. Got that right where I want it. It's been a comfortable ride. I've already done over 100 miles on it, so I got ahead like 127, now I got 283. So how's that for busy already? KJO.
NAWRO. Yes, sir. Sounds good. And of course, as the weather gets a little bit more winter-like, you'll get to check that that out as well, how it handles in the snow. Did I say the four-letter word? Sorry about that.
Well, it is all-wheel drive, and I do have a button that's slippery, so it automatically adjusts when I need to.
Yeah, I think we were talking before about that. My Explorer has that, too, but I didn't get a chance to check it out last season. Again, I'm not rushing anything, but when that white stuff does come down in the ground, we'll see what those adjustments do. Because there's quite a few of them, actually, that, it shows up. You can have it show up in your dashboard, too. Well, at least mine, you can, as well as that little dial for the gear shift there. Yep, I'm pretty happy with my Explorer. It's quite nice. You'll get to put it to the test on Saturday as a passenger, as the radio man in the shotgun seat.
Yeah, I got to get some mechanical pencil so I can write down on the 214 as we do things. I prefer pencil over pen.
Me too, Tom, and I'll have a bunch of them. Don't worry about it. I will definitely cover that. I will put them in the kit. I'll put some extras in the kit right now because I do the same thing. I may or may not get a chance to rewrite my 214 as a PDF fillable. I always do a mechanical pencil as well. It's just a little plastic thing with an eraser on it, but I'll have plenty of them.
Yeah, that's all I used in California was just mechanical pencil. And it's like, I had to write a lot of shift reports, like you did.
Yeah, just like all the guys, we're going to have to really remember to keep that log up. Otherwise, not cool to try to remember a time. It's going to have to keep it up. But if we have our clipboards, it'll be all right. We can do it. And then I'm going to bring a 309 radio log, too.
Oh, couldn't pull them out there for a second. It was stuck. Yeah, that works. I just got to go through all those. I haven't seen them since our last meeting. I haven't seen the radio log, but when I get home, I can download a lot of stuff and print it out.
Well, Dave will give us the briefing again, of course, but this one I have is actually from St. Clair's, from a parents group, but it's obviously the 214, 309 stations communication logs, 205 communication plan. Well, I think Dave gives us that. 213 message form. I'll have those. Don't really know what they're used for, but hey, better have them and not need them, right? Hey, you going to be home in time for the net tonight, eh? I hear that Mike's got it tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get on for through EchoLink.
Well, it worked last week when you got in, so shouldn't be a problem.
Perfect.
Mostly all digital on that one, except for the word perfect.
Yeah, I'm in a little sketchy area, I guess you could say. Where am I at? I'm on MIT.
All right, sounds good, Tom. You had a full, long day, many miles today. So, I'll hear you on the net tonight, and looking forward to Saturday. Got the car washed, got it cast up, let it dry, and put the signs on for tomorrow night. Have it ready to go. Have a good one, Tom. I'll sign now. NAWRO. Talk to you soon.
All right, I'll chat with you in the morning, or I'll chat with you on the net tonight. KCKGL 73.
NAWRO.
73. NAWRO, KCKGL.
Yes, sir. NAWRO here.
I'm 3 minutes from your house, so I'll show you real quick on my way home.
Yeah, sure. I'll come out the front door. Take a look. Yeah, I'd like to see that new one. Any WRO.
I think they passed your house, Tim. Okay, good, good job.
You copy, Tom, and then driveway here.
KAPI 1 portable, statewide 1.
WABD mobile. N8, check, WABD. WABD mobile.